The love of nature came first because when I was very young, so a little years ago, my uncle gave me some newspaper about the nature. It's called La Hulotte in French, and I learned to read in this newspaper. And the forest was across the street. I take my hulotte, my newspaper under the arm, and go in the forest to discover all the things. And 10 years after, I take the camera of my father and take photo, a very bad photo, but but it was the first.
And since then, you've been taking lots of pictures.
Yes.
Your newspaper article in Le Poer newspaper, yeah, every week, yeah, there's one of your photographs.
The most I can do, yes. But when I speak, for example, speak about, I don't know, if I speak about Trump, because Trump is very bad for the nature, for example, I don't have photography of Trump, because I don't photography monkeys for the moment. Of course, it's bad for monkeys, you know. But when I can, I take my photographs, of course. Yes.
Do you use special equipment? Because I think maybe people listening to us are perhaps curious to do this. Is it very complicated?
Yes, but I work for it. And with the newspaper, for example, Poe Abdo, all the money that I earn with Poe Abdo is to pay my equipment, you know. And for example, I have a reflex, you know, it's a camera that you can change the lens. I have a lens for the macro photography because I love it. It's very easy to take macro photography. You can take macro photography in your garden. If you don't spread napalm in your garden, you can find butterflies, dragonflies, or a lot of beetles. That's very beautiful with a good light, of course.
You must be also very patient, I imagine. How long does it take you sometimes to take a photograph?
Sometimes one day, or
you're waiting
all the day. Not for the insect, I don't have to wait, because you must search the insect and photograph it. Most of the time the insect go away, and so you must follow it and try to capture it with your camera. But when I take photo birds in photography or mammals in photography, I must sometimes waiting. I don't know what is the English term to say it. We call it affût. We make affût.
Hide.
Hide, yes. It's a good term, hide, yes. We make hide and waiting for the mammals or the birds. So of course, when you make photography from hide, you don't go nowhere. You must know the habits of the animals to capture it in your camera, and so you must be patient, effectively, because you can wait sometimes 4 or more hours. But I can take my camera and go in the nature and try to approach the animals too. It's very exciting because you must be good. No noise, no smell, nothing who can scare the animals. So I don't watch me during 1 month. No, I present. But you must take care about your smell.
It's something that maybe most photographers don't think about.
Yes.
But you have to be prepared in that way.
Yeah.
Not just equipment, but also your own odor, your own smell.
Yeah, and don't make noise. So you must take care about where you put your feet. But it's very exciting. For example, to approach roe deer in some grassland, you can approach it very, very quietly, and you can be very, very close to him.
And you spoke about having a macro lens for coming very close to insects.
Yes.
But you also have to carry great big,
yes,
long
big,
lenses.
Big lens, yes, big lens. I have 500 millimeter big lens, so it's like you the photographer who photographs the footballer. Yeah, it's big one, but it's very heavy when you have to walk in the nature. So this big lens, I take it only for hide.
When you stay in one place?
Yes, because I begin to be very old, you know, and it's very more and more difficult. So I have a little one, 100 to 400 millimeter, who is very light, and to approach the animals is very good.
And when you're taking photographs, are you able just to have just one shot, or do you take 20 pictures or 40 pictures to get just one success?
No, I prefer to be sure that one is good, so I take care about my choice. Because when you let your finger on the shooter, you have a lot of photographs, but you spend a lot of time behind your computer to try to save one. So I prefer to have one good, but perhaps just one, but good.
Is Brittany a good place for nature photography?
Yes. It's not the better place that you can find in France, because a lot of agriculture, which is not good for the nature, a lot of hunting, which is not good for the tranquility of the animals, so there can be very easy scare about you. I think there's better place in France, for example, in the mountains, or in Europe. For me, the paradise for the photography of nature is in Scotland. Yeah, it's very easy to take pictures of nature in Scotland, because animals are not afraid about you, because there's a lot of animals, like deers, like seals, like seabirds, like a lot of things you can photograph, like dolphins, like whales, like...
Pff. You have photographed all these?
Yes. 6 years ago, I spent 5 weeks in Scotland. It was a paradise. It was a dream for me.
How about some tips for people who might be interested in taking up nature photography? What would you advise amateurs?
To have ethic.
Have
it's a ethic, ethic comportement, un comportement ethique, ethical comportement.
Ethical behavior. Wow. Tell me what that means for you.
For example, yes, not to disturb animals, and essentially during the reproduction season, not to photograph animals on the nest, for example. It's very disturbing for them. Not to photographies dead animals, because some people do this. To have every time the idea that you can disturb the animals. So be sure you don't disturb animals. And very often they give him back. If you don't disturb the animals, he will show you the best profile, the best picture of him.
Okay, that's brilliant in terms of the behavior. How about for things like equipment?
If you want to make beautiful photos, have good equipment. It's important, of course, but not enough. You can have good pen, you don't write well. But if you want to make nature photographies, you need to have a reflex, I think. Perhaps a little reflex. The camera doesn't matter a lot, but the lens is very, very important. The lens that you can do macro photographies, for example, or animals like mammals or birds, you can choose, and you can grow your equipment. You can have more and more equipment with your money, of course.
Emmanuel Holder, thank you very much for talking to us about your passion.
Thank you.
And I hope you're going to inspire some of our listeners to try animal photography themselves.
Yes, I hope too.